The Lord help us to commence our service tonight with hymn number 27. Hymn number 27. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Let thy bright beams arise. Dispel the darkness from our minds and open all our eyes. Hymn number 27.
Thank you. together from the Holy Word of God, Psalm 102. Psalm 102. A prayer of the afflicted, when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thine ear unto me. In the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. By reason of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. Mine enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping, because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure for ever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favour her, yea, the set time is come. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, and favour the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. May God bless to us that reading of his holy word. May he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for gathering us here together this evening around thy word. And we do thank thee, Lord, for enabling those who are unable to gather, to gather in their homes and to listen to the service here this evening. And we do pray, most merciful Lord, that thou grant to us each that help that we need. Lord, thou knowest our needs as we come before thee this evening. Lord, we need that gracious help that we might worship thee in that right way. Help us, dear Lord, to lay aside the busy things of the day. And Lord, we pray that our minds might be cleared of unnecessary thoughts. And we ask that thou draw us to thyself. And we do think of those words, draw me, we will run after thee. Oh Lord, we do pray that thou would have mercy upon us and graciously help us here this evening. For thou knowest, Lord, the weakness of our minds. Thou knowest, Lord, the sinfulness of our hearts. Lord, we do pray that thou art send us help from the sanctuary and strengthen us out of Zion. Send forth, dear Lord, thy gracious Holy Spirit with power into each heart, we humbly pray. Oh, we do pray that he may take of the things of Jesus and reveal them unto us. We pray that the word, thy word, most holy God, may be made powerful and may be made effectual in our hearts. We pray for that that unction of thy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we may know that drawing power, that influence. We do pray for that outpouring of thy Spirit upon us here. And we pray, Lord, that thou bless each who listen, that their hearts may be filled. And, Lord, we do pray that we may be united in one spirit, in one mind, and we might worship thee in spirit and in truth. And, Lord, we do pray for thy blessing. We humbly for thy coming wait, seeking to know thee as thou art, we bow as sinners at thy feet and bid thee welcome to our hearts. Lord, we do pray, take away any hindrances, any distractions. Oh, we pray, come and make the place of thy feet glorious. We pray that we may know thy presence, dear Lord Jesus. Oh, we pray to be lifted above the dying things of this life. We pray, Lord, for sweet tokens, foretastes of heavenly blessings. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thy word may be made powerful in our hearts. We pray, Lord, that it may accomplish wondrous things, things concerning salvation. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that it might pull down those strongholds of sin and Satan. We do pray that we may be brought to thy feet. We pray for humility, a humble and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. We cannot give it to ourselves. Thou art the giver of all good gifts. And we look to thee. We plead, have mercy upon us. And take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Ever bless the friends here with thy presence as they meet week by week. We do thank thee, Lord, as we look back over this past year, for sparing, preserving mercies. Mercies countless as the sands, which daily we receive. And though this year for many of us has not been what we thought it might be, yet, Lord, amongst it all, can we not trace out thy goodness and mercy? For thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Thy mercies have been new every morning, and great has been thy faithfulness to us. And Lord, we come with a spirit of confession. For on our part, there is sin, and there are failings, and we have come short. And we do pray that thou wilt forgive us our every sin. We pray for that blotting out. We pray to be washed in that precious blood shed for sinners. We pray to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Oh, we do pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love all our failings and shortcomings and sins. We pray that thou take us to thyself and receive us graciously, that thou wilt fit and prepare us for heaven, that thou wilt undertake for us and do that which is needful, but which is impossible for man to do. Oh, we do pray to be made right, to be prepared of thy Spirit. Lord, this year is almost past. We come to thee at the close of this year. And Lord, if we're spared, we will enter a new one. Oh, we do pray that thou lead us and go before us. We pray that the crooked might be made straight. We pray the rough places might be made plain. We pray, Lord, that if thy presence Go not with me, carry us not up hence. Oh, may we hear thy voice, say, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Lead us to that refuge, that resting place, which is in the person and the finished work of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus. Oh, lead us to Christ, our only rest. May we not be resting short, dear Lord, but may we give diligence to make our calling and our election sure. May we not be mistaken. May we not have those sins of presumption. Oh, make us wise unto salvation. May we search and find those evidences, those tokens for good. Oh, Lord, we do pray. Do bless us with that true wisdom. And may we know the love of Christ, that love which passeth all understanding. We do pray that we might be led in our meditations to a once crucified, now risen, exalted Saviour. We do pray, Lord, that we might view thee now sitting at the Father's right hand. Oh, may we prove thee a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God. Oh, may we be able to look back over this year and give thee the praise for the prayers heard and answered. And may we be encouraged, Lord. We do pray that thou art be with any who have carried through this year and seem to be carrying into the next burdens of their souls. We pray, dear Lord Jesus, that thou wilt bless those that are waiting upon thee, waiting for thee, looking for thee, seeking after thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt keep Satan from them. And as this year closes, oh, we do pray, Lord, that that door of mercy may still be open. Oh, we do pray that even this year they may still find that which they look for. Oh, do satisfy us early with thy goodness. Oh, we do pray for those that are burdened with their sin and fear eternity and a judgment day. Lord, grant them that peace which passeth all understanding. Lord, do lift them up from the dunghill, do set them among princes. Oh, we do pray that their hearts might be filled with the love of Christ. We do pray, Lord, that there might be that sound of a going in the top of the mulberry trees. Oh, there might be a gale of grace blowing through this house of prayer. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt breathe into dry bones that living Spirit of God. Lord, do have mercy upon us, we pray. Bless those with difficult things in providence, those who have hard things to understand, those who have trials and tribulations. May they prove that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou sanctify difficulties and troubles. We might be bettered for them. Lord, may we know more of thee as this year closes than we did at the beginning. Know more of ourselves. May we be more trusting in thee and less trusting of ourselves. O Lord, we do pray, be with the children and help them. We think particularly, Lord, of the young people at this difficult time. The coronavirus rampant in our nation and in the nations of the earth. O Lord, we do pray, humble us under thy mighty hand. May we yet still see sinners brought to thy feet in true repentance and confession of sin. Well, we do pray, pour out thy Spirit, Lord, in this day of thy judgments. And may mercy be seen and witnessed in many hearts. Oh, may it be said, even in this great judgment, there the Lord met me. There the Lord blessed me. Oh, turn this curse into a blessing for many souls, we pray. Oh, dear Lord, we do ask that thou'd have mercy. It's in deserved wrath. Oh, do remember mercy. Lord, we are ripe for thy judgments. We have sinned and we have grieved thee. As a nation, we have turned our back on thee. As churches, Lord, we're lukewarm. Oh, we pray that we might be stirred up, that the church might travail and wrestle in prayer. Oh, we pray, have mercy, Lord, and breathe life into dry bones. Revive the churches, we pray, and revive us. Oh, we pray for that restoring, for that renewing in our hearts. Lord, we pray, forgive us our hard-hearted coldness and indifference. Oh, make us zealous in the things of God. Stir up our hearts. Stir up our nests. Lord, may we be found clinging and cleaving to thee. Put thy fear in the hearts of many and turn us from our idols to serve the living God. Remember the church and congregation here. We thank thee for all that thou hast done. We pray that thou wilt continue to favour and bless them in this coming year. We pray, Lord, that many may be brought to testify of what thou hast done for their souls. We pray that there might be a building up of the church here in numbers, in grace. And, Lord, we pray, establish, strengthen and settle them in the things of God. We pray, pour out thy Spirit, that there might be an ingathering from the congregation. And we pray that for this neighbourhood, that there might be a gathering in to this cause of truth, that many might hear the sound of the gospel. Oh, we do pray, awaken the dead elect, and Lord, revive thy work. So help us, we pray. We praise thee for all that thou hast done. We look to thee To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. We look to thee, most gracious God, as we continue day by day to lead us, to guide us, and to bless us. Do pardon everything that we've asked amiss. Pardon the poverty of our worship, our prayers. Take away all our iniquities and receive us graciously. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name. Amen.
Hymn 1111. Jesus, thou alone canst save, thou canst raise the dead to life. Thy reviving power I crave to decide this inward strife. Hymn 1111.
turn with me to the psalm we read, Psalm 102. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 27. Psalm 102, verse 27. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Psalm 102 and verse 27. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. This psalm has been given a title by the psalmist, a prayer of the afflicted when he is overwhelmed and poureth out his complaint before the Lord. This psalmist is expressing the language of one who is afflicted. We don't know really what his affliction was, whether it was persecution, whether it was soul trouble, whether it was bodily affliction. But we are blessed and favoured to have this psalm left on record for us. These are the breathings of a living soul. And I think Zephaniah says in prophecy, I will also leave, this is the Lord, I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. This one who is praying here is afflicted, but his affliction has been sanctified. What do we mean? What do we mean by sanctified? Well, it's been applied to him. The things that he's passing through in his life have brought him to the place of prayer. The hymn writer says, few, if any, come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. Do not despise, beloved friends, the chastening, the afflictions. But may your prayer and mine be, when we feel afflicted, when we feel cast down, when we feel overwhelmed, may we pray that the Lord would use it. When we view loved ones, friends, family, passing through difficult circumstances, may we humbly pray the Lord would use these things for the good of their souls and for his honour and glory. We're favoured to have recorded this prayer. There's some beautiful things, isn't there? We've read together this evening. The psalmist expresses, my heart is smitten. He's sorrowful. He's full of sorrow. My heart is smitten. This is verse 4. And withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. He's so overwhelmed with the distress, the trouble he's in, that he's taken up with it. feels to be consumed with it. My heart is smitten. I wonder if any of you have now or have had this year or in days previous something of this smitten heart, where those things have you've been brought into have, as it were, cut deep, have caused you heartache, real sorrow and grief. My heart is smitten. And in his distress, his heart is smitten, he's full of sorrow, but he also feels to be alone. I watch and am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. You may be in a family, you may be in a relationship, a close one, and yet you feel to be alone. No one can really, truly sympathise with you. Maybe your distress, you can't really share it with anyone. Maybe you're so full of sorrow and sadness and distress that you don't feel you can share it with anyone, lest they too may be swallowed up with it like you are. I am alone upon the housetop. And he says, my days are like a shadow that declineth, and I am withered like grass. Oh, he feels to have no strength. He feels really at the end of everything. But thou. You see, sanctified affliction, sanctified trouble, it has a purpose. Oh, it brings, under the influence of God, it brings poor sinners to this very place to pour out their hearts in prayer. They feel to be alone, and they come to the throne of grace. They feel to be at the ends of the earth. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock Christ Jesus. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I, that I might pour out my heart, that I might pray unto thee. But thou. Oh, it's a wonderful thing, the word here this evening. There's a but thou in verse 12, and there's a but thou in the verse for our text in verse 27. But thou. With me it is sin and misery and weakness and failings. But thou. Oh, have you got something this evening to contrast yourself with? You have. You have, beloved friends. But thou. Oh, that we might lift our eyes up. Oh, that we might look up. That we might look unto Jesus. It is indeed the Lord Jesus who is spoken of in this psalm. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever. This is verse 12. and thy remembrance unto all generations. Oh, there is a resting place. This trouble, this sorrow, this distress, whatever it might be, has brought him to his resting place, but thou. Oh, everything else has been scattered. Everything else has been swept away. And where is he? He's resting in the everlasting arms of an eternal heavenly friend, but thou. Oh, with me is confusion. With me is distress. With me is a hopeless, lost case, but thou. But thou. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. And this part of the psalm is what the Apostle Paul takes up in the very opening chapter of his epistle to the Hebrews. In that first chapter, he takes this part of the psalm. Thou, verse 10, and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thine hands. This is the word that was made flesh, the eternal Son of God, the expressive part of the Godhead who spoke this world into being. Heavens are the work of thine hands. They shall perish. They shall perish. This is a tremendous word, isn't it? They shall perish. They shall perish. But thou remainest. But thou remainest. He of old, says verse 25 in Psalm 102, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. This is a most beautiful word, beloved friends, as we come to the end of another year. Oh, as we look back and reflect on all that 2020 has had, and all that has come to pass, and all that the Lord's will for us each through this year. And I don't know about you, but I haven't had a year like it. It has been a year that, as we set off into the new year, we could never have envisaged all the things that would have taken place in our little lives. Never could we have envisaged the effect of the COVID virus upon our nation and upon the nations of the earth. Never could we have envisaged the things that would take place in the Church of God, in our churches. It seems like the very foundations of the things that we've known have been shaken. Another psalm, Psalm 9. Sorry, Psalm 11. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You're thinking of this past year. And some of the things that have happened, they've shaken us. They've rocked us. At times we've been thrown into confusion. At times we've wondered where the scene will end. We've wondered what each day will bring. The house of God has been closed for the worship of his holy name. The Lord's people have been prevented from gathering around his table. And still we see solemn judgments upon our country. Still the Lord isn't finished with his judgments upon us as a nation. And I wonder how many of us coming to the end of this year, is it 2 days left after today and then the new year to begin if the Lord will? And what trepidation, what fear at times there is. What does the future hold for us? What is the Lord's will for us? What will we be brought to walk through in this coming year, if spared? What things will we live to see? A pulling down of the things that we've known? An overturning of the things that we thought were sure and certain? I don't know about you, but I never thought I'd see a chapel shut. Never thought I'd see that. Took it for granted, I suppose, that the chapel would always be open. Took for granted there'd be a minister in the pulpit if one was engaged. Assumed. Spoke of the Lord's will, but never thought it might not be. And here we are, we've got another year, if we're spared, stretching out before us. And what will this contain? The world will say, well, it's a new year, it's going to be great, everything's going to be fine. Is it? Only the Lord knows. But how can we, then, if we look back to all that's happened this year, and all the uncertainty, and all the confusion, and all the things that have taken us by surprise, how can we venture into this new year? How will we not be overrun with fear and overcome with fear? But thou art the same, an unchanging God. The foundations, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, what is our foundation? Is your foundation and mine merely and only an outward form of worship? Is the foundation of your religion the fact that you can come into the house of God and somebody undertake the worship of God for you? Where are we then if that foundation is removed? Where is our religion then if the chapel doors are shut? Where would your religion and mine be and that of our families if the internet had gone down and we could no longer hear the online services in lockdown, and the worship of God was per family, on our own, in our own homes? What is the foundation of our religion? Does it rely on coming into chapel? You know, Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they were taken, weren't they, into captivity. Out of their native land, away from temple worship, away from family and friends. And yet in their hearts, what was their religion? Oh, I wonder if that's the same with us. Taken away from the influence of parents, taken away into a godless land, taken away from the worship of God as we know it, what religion would we have left? Thou art the same. Thou art the same. We enter into a new year. Dare we say anything is certain? What things are certain? You know, there's a few things that we thought are certain as we came into 2020, and we've seen that they're not. We've had our eyes open to a few things, haven't we? But thou art the same. God is the same. He hasn't changed. Not one iota. Not in any shape or form has he changed. Changed in no way throughout this year. It's a beautiful subject, isn't it? That there's two things in this verse. There's the unchanging God. We talk of immutable. Cannot know any change. This virus, we're told, is mutated. This COVID virus is mutated. It's already begun to change. And you and I, we change. Sadly, not always for the good. But I wonder if we have known some change this year. If the things we've passed through have made an impression upon us, changed the way we think, changed the way we act, changed the way we approach the worship of God, the Lord's Day, changed our behaviour. If there's been some good changes, some good things done in this virus, changes for the better, the Lord, Almighty God, is unchanging. No variation, no change of his heart, no change of his mind or his will. All things ordered, certain and sure, unchanging. You know, when you see everything around you, and it's, at times it feels like, well, that's changing, and then you hear about someone and they seem to have changed, and suddenly you're almost bewildered. Where can you look? Where can you look? Where can you go in this dying, changing world? What things are sure? What things are certain? Well, here's something, beloved friends. You want a foundation this evening? You want something to, and we say it reverently, something to stand on? Something to rest upon as this year closes and a new one begins? Thou art the same. Thou art the same. Unchanging. Well, that it reminds us of that beautiful verse, doesn't it? Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. I change not. You change, I change. You know, we do change, don't we? And if you're in trouble, if you need someone to stand with you, someone to back you up, someone to be with you in trouble, and they begin to change and they're wavering here and they're wandering there, oh, what a miserable place you're in then, aren't you? Those that you thought you could rely on, and they're flip-flopping here and there, changing their opinion, changing their mind. I am the Lord, I change not. And there's a blessed thing connected with this unchanging God. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Not consumed. Well, at times we felt, haven't we, this year, to be consumed. But here we are. Here we are this evening. I am the Lord. I change not. Oh, where can you go for a sure and certain support this evening? To whom can you go to? Who will stick closer than a brother? That will love at all times? I am the Lord. I change not. And you won't be consumed. Oh, there is the foundations here and there being shaken. Oh, but what about that unchanging God? What a foundation. Oh, what a place of refuge. What a hiding place this evening for us as we pass from year to year. An unchanging God. Oh, one whose love changes not. Oh, one who is determined to deliver his people from their sins. One who is determined to lose none of his people. One who is determined and most certainly will never lose any to the power of sin and Satan. I am the Lord, I change not, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. Is he mutable? And he's everlasting. Immutable and everlasting. I can't think of two more sweeter, more blessed things to consider as we come to the close of another year than those two things. Unchanging and everlasting. Oh, we live in a dying, changing world, but here, set apart, set against, over and against, this dying, changing world is a refuge for dying, changeable sinners. One who changes not. One who is eternal, everlasting, and almighty. Said Paul, writing in that first chapter in Hebrews, they shall perish, but thou remainest. Thou remainest. Oh, these things are uncertain, but there's something certain. Oh, there's a refuge for sinners. Oh, there's a rock. A rock, a place of certainty, a place of stability. Jesus Christ, thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same. Thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. Oh, it's consistent. Oh, there's nothing certain, but the things of God are certain. His covenant is ordered in all things and sure. His love is eternal, everlasting, knows no end. Oh, his love to sinners, oh, his love to his people. It's unchanging. It's everlasting. Oh, he doesn't blow hot and cold. Oh, he may. He may give you the sense of his displeasure at times. He may hide his face a little from you, but that doesn't vary in any way his eternal love. It's everlasting. Oh, he may chasten you. He may bring you into places of tribulation and sorrow. How many times the children of Israel journey into the land of Canaan were brought into places of difficulty and trouble. And yet, an eternal, almighty, everlasting Lord God, bringing them into that promised land, establishing them there. Oh, this is a place of comfort and refuge for us. Oh, we pass, don't we, from year to year. What about those? You say, yes, I've had my troubles. New troubles, new difficulties, new things have arisen this year. New trials, new afflictions, new disappointments. But there's something else. I'm carrying through this year something I brought from the past year. And here I am this evening. I feel to be carried again into another year, and that's my sin. Sins of my heart. I've not found that which I've looked for. I've not found that peace. Oh, I've not had made known to me the Saviour's love. I've carried this burden, maybe for a few years. And here, I'm on the edge of a new year. Thou art the same. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. No, he's not changed in his mercy and in his love. You say, well, why then? Why then have I still have this aching void in my heart that the world cannot fill? And why is it still there? And why hasn't he drawn near? And why hasn't he filled my heart with his love? And why don't I know the blessings of it, the riches of his grace? And why haven't I gone on my way rejoicing the knowledge that my sin is put away in that precious blood shed for sinners? Why does he seem silent? Why am I still burdened with this sin? Thou art the same. Thy years shall have no end. Oh, beloved friends, as the psalmist here, I'll come bow before, bow at the feet of Jesus. Come to this throne of grace. Lay your soul there. You say, but I have. I have, and oh, I've told him, and I've pleaded with him, and still he's silent to me. Knock again. No, keep knocking. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. He hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death. The mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Oh, come, poor sinner, to that throne of grace. Knock at mercy's door and plead and seek for that mercy. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment,
Oh, it's a moment. You say it's a year. It's 2 years for a moment. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Poor sinner, knock again and again and again, and keep knocking. Oh, for he must answer. He will answer. For he has not changed. This is the glorious truth of the gospel of the grace of God. We see it in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus, that the door, I am the door. Oh, how poor sinners have proved him faithful. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh unto me. This is where you come in this evening. This is it, you and your experience. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. No wise. There's no grounds for casting away a poor sinner who comes unto the Lord in prayer, seeking for forgiveness, pleading for mercy, knocking at that door. But thou art the same. Oh, you know more of your sin, don't you? This is what's been done this year, hasn't it? You've had to wait, and you've had to wait all year, and you may have to wait into the next, or you may be blessed even before this year turns into the next. But it's good to wait upon the Lord. Oh, it is. It's agreeable to his holy will. And it's good for you, poor sinner, because the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord will not cast off forever. I am the Lord, I change not. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, for he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. No, he's not intending to put you out, poor trembling sinner, to crush you under his feet, to stub out every last hope in your heart. Though you say, it's all gone, I'm broken, I'm like that smoking reed, smoking flax will I not quench. You say this evening, Lord, I'm spent. Oh, I feel to be at the end of everything. Oh, may the Lord whisper that sweet word into your heart. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, he's drawing you to himself. And may he reveal himself. And may he pour into your heart, which is emptied of any hope in yourself, which has got nowhere else to go except to lie and wait at the feet of Jesus. May he pour into your empty heart all the riches of his grace, the forgiveness of your sin, the love of Christ overflowing in your heart. And may he crown the year with his goodness. May his paws drop fatness. And may he bless you with that sense of everlasting love and the mercy of God toward you as a poor sinner of the earth. But thou art the same. And what a comfort that he is. What a mercy that our God is unchanging. No variation, no degree of change in him. His love continually flowing, like that river that Ezekiel saw it flowing from the, out from the throne of God. And it was a river, wasn't it? A river that he could swim in. Oh, that love flowing down, down from heaven above, channeled through the dear Saviour of sinners, overflowing each of the hearts of his poor, sinful people. May the Lord take you to that stream. May you walk in it, in your ankles up to your knees, and may it overflow all over your sin, taking away all your uncleanness, bringing you into life and liberty and the love of God. Thou art the same. This is summed up in that beautiful word, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Did Jesus once upon you shine? Then Jesus is forever thine. Thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. May God add his blessing. Amen.
Willing, next Lord's Day there will be an early morning prayer meeting at 9 o'clock here in the chapel, and then Mr. Richard Field will preach over the chapel website. Let us close with hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. Hymn 120.
Dear Lord, do forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this evening. Help us, Lord, to praise thee for all that is past and to trust thee for all that's to come. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.